Which, you know, the way these things happen, the way these things happen.
554 and include the keyword Marty.
Oh, look at the winds blowing in. Nevin, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. What's that morning? I hear? Jingle bells? Is it too early?
It's never too early for jingle bells. We've been holding ourselves back. But I see before me, some items that may be in Christmas stockings this year.
No.
Well, one of them will rip it.
Well, I'm very excited.
Give us a look, Marty.
This is my Cook with Nevin Maguire collection, and it's in Dun Stores. I've been working on this for two years.
That's a dangerous looking thing. So
that's for crushing garlic. You could use it as a knuckle duster.
I'm only joking. It's a garlic crusher.
It's a garlic crusher, so it is.
Cook with Nevin Maguire.
So we have 70 products in the range. Pots, pans, knives. I swear to God. We've been working on it for 2 years, and I'm over the moon. It's in 16 Dun Stores.
You designing these things and saying, well, there's other items like these out there. So did you sit down with each of these pieces of equipment and say, do you know what would be a good way to do this? Is that how you did this? How did you put it together?
Well, we've tested them all in the cookery school, even the saucepans, the pots, the pans. A good garlic crusher, for example, is just one of the best things. The knives, they're all kind of like Japanese forged steel, so they are. So they're a very, very good. I think the quality is there, Marty, and I think the price for your listeners and my guests and my people that come to the cookery school, it's very affordable, so I'm really delighted. It's a dream come true for me. And you asked a really good question, because what people always ask me is, what pots, pans and knives do you use?
Yes.
And we have them here. We have a fantastic product which people will use and enjoy. Aprons, tea towels, there's crockery
That's gas.
So it's a big
and
rollout for me.
You've just handed me a lemon reamer.
Yes. Bye. It's for juice and lemon.
When you're making your mojitos at home,
I'm only joking you. When you're juicing any kind of citrus fruit, it's fantastic.
And it's made of wood.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Bamboo. So it is a
And the
really
reason
good.
For it being made of bamboo?
Well, I think it's better, it's softer. So it is.
Yes.
That's a really good point you've just said.
Yeah.
We use them in the cookery school, and I think they're one of the best. They're one of my hero products I got.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations.
Sorry, I didn't bring any pots and pans now.
It's fine. I don't need dirty them. I just say, congratulations.
Thank you.
And well done.
Yes.
And we'll talk about them anon. But it's called Cook with Nevin.
Thank you.
It's a range. So listen, what are we doing today? Seeing as it's November 22nd.
I know. We're talking Christmas kind of bacon, so we are. So I have two recipes for you. My Auntie Maureen's plum pudding, which we've done many times. Yeah. It's tried, it's tested, it's trusted. And then we have our frangipane mince pie. So
I love your Auntie Maureen's plum pudding because, again, as I always say, it's a moist plum pudding. I don't like the dry ones.
It's fantastic.
So
and I always think of you when I think of plum pudding.
Why?
And there's a reason.
By the look of it.
No, can you remember an open house over 20 years ago when I was making the plum pudding live on TV? I had everything mixed together. What did I forget to put in, Marty?
The
breadcrumbs.
The breadcrumbs, exactly.
The breadcrumbs. And you saved my bacon.
Well, there is that.
Thank you.
No wonder you're giving me utensils 20 years later. So now, let's talk about Auntie Maureen's lovely plum pudding.
So this will make 2 by 1.2 litres, so 2-pint pudding. So it will. We're going to steam them in the oven, but I'll go through that. So there's a lot. We'll talk about the fruit.
Yes.
We buy all our fruit in the restaurant from Peter Ward. He's from Country Choice. You can buy online. He's in Nina. And excellent quality fruit. Mm. My auntie would always say that the key into the plum pudding is the quality of the fruit. Now, so we have sultanas, 8 ounces of sultanas. We have some raisins, 6 ounces, 2 ounces of currants, candied peel, 2 ounces, and some blanched almonds in that. So that means that the skin is removed and they're just chopped. Half an apple into that, and we have also half a carrot, which is grated. Into that then, what you're going to do is you're going to mix in your spices. So half a teaspoonful of ground mixed spice, some cloves, which is gorgeous, and some nutmeg. You can use the fresh or the dried nutmeg in that. There's no problem there. So what we do is mix this all together, 6 ounces of light brown sugar, and then we have some butter, of course, 6 ounces of butter and breadcrumbs. So you can use gluten-free breadcrumbs in this, but we use just the regular, just, you know, Mr. Crumb, whatever, don't worry about it. If you have any stale bread lying around, use it up and don't waste it. We don't like waste, you know, we're from Cavan. And what we do then is put in 2 ounces of plain flour into this, or you can use gluten-free flour into this, 2 eggs lightly beaten, and stout. So we're using half a pint of stout. The secret into making this, there's a rind and juice of half a lemon, so that's where you can use your zester and your
lemon reamer.
I love that. Yep. And Marty, what you can do is mix this all together and leave it for 24 hours in your kitchen. Just cover it with a tea towel, cover it with cling film, whatever. We've made 120 puddings in the cookery school, so we have them done
now.
We've done them about maybe 2 weeks ago, so they're nicely maturing. This is the moist, beautiful pudding, and you've tasted it, you've enjoyed it. It's what we do every year.
But I've always said, and it's true, it's the nearest one to my granny's, but it's about the quality of the fruit.
Brilliant.
But you're you're right, it's the moistness too.
It is. It is, and it's beautiful.
I hate a
so
dry one.
When you do that then, okay, so you mix it all, leave it overnight, then you use, what you do is you fill up the 2x2 pint plastic containers, okay?
Right.
You line them with a little bit of parchment paper, cover them with a double thickness of greaseproof paper.
Why double?
You can use parchment because it keeps all the moisture in. Very good question.
Well, that's the trick.
You're informed this morning.
Well, I remember this.
Cover with tin foil,
yeah.
And then what you do is you tie it really tightly with a string. What we do in the restaurant, we steam them, but for the recipe that you know your listeners will have, we cook it in the oven in a bain-marie. So you get a tray, half fill it with warm water, and the oven is at 150 degrees. You do, and you bake this, you steam this off. You need to keep topping it up with water. This will take about 5-6 hours in the oven. Now you're probably thinking, "Genie Mac, why don't you steam them?"
Yeah.
But in a domestic kitchen, Marty, you don't want the place full of steam.
No, it's dried.
So it works really well in the oven. Keep topping it up with water, and then what you do is put the point of the knife in when it comes out. That there's no raw mixture. That it's lovely and moist.
Yes.
Let that cool down. I would wrap it in parchment paper and some tin foil, and then Christmas Day or whatever,
but
or after Christmas.
But it stays for ages. Pudding lasts for ages.
Keep this will keep for a year.
For a year, would it?
Well, I'd have it devoured. I wouldn't
Well,
there
is that. But in a dark,
in an airtight container, well wrapped,
in a dark
absolutely
corner.
Perfect. Yeah, it's the spices. It's the alcohol. Oh, one thing I've got to mention was put a couple of tablespoons of dark rum. It's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, and I put extra in yours, so I did.
Thanks.
You're
welcome. Hey, rum. That's have like something pirate.
I love rum.
Rum.
I love rum. It's beautiful in this. Yep, I absolutely love it. And
why did you decide to do that?
Because I think it gives a lovely. I think she's very happy with it. That's a good question. She's tasted and she gets the thumbs up. And by the way, my Auntie Maureen is a retired home economics teacher.
Oh, I know that.
In Ballyman. So all my Christmas recipes are hers, to be honest with you. So I can't take praise. Yeah. I just have to do them justice.
But the rum idea, is it just because you like it?
I like it and I thought it would work well.
Okay.
And we tried it last year for the first time and I said, wow, this makes a difference.
Yeah.
This makes a difference.
That's
so it does. So you steam it, make sure it's cooked, store it correctly. Just when you're going to reheat it, I'll just quickly go through it. You unmold it when it's cold, slice it with a knife into nice big chunks. I pop mine into the microwave for about 2 minutes, It says here to steam it for 2 to 3 hours. Don't be doing that. You don't need to. Cut it, serve it with some custard, brandy custard, serve it with a bit of whipped cream or a bit of ice cream, and as I say, Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle and
it's delicious.
Fanny's your aunt.
I love it.
That is wonderful. I love that.
So try and get that made if you can. Now, of course, you can get some lovely puddings in the supermarkets, but if you can make your own, this is a great recipe.
No,
and every recipe is different.
That's
as you know, like you think of your granny.
Oh,
so you do, which
oh,
is
no,
lovely.
She, yeah,
which
no,
is lovely.
Now, you're not going to do it. That's your lot for today, isn't
that's
it?
That's it. That's
because that's too big. And we always say on Christmas Day, try and leave a bit of room for it because quite often the dinner is so big.
That's
so
it.
Well, you've no room for
pace it out.
Yeah.
Start off with your starter, take a good break for your main course, and then take a break, whether it's an hour or two, for your dessert.
Yeah.
Problem is, I can't wait that long.
I know for the pudding because it's wonderful. It really is.
And my twin brother, he always has baked Alaska, my mother's recipe, chocolate sponge, bought vanilla ice cream, can't be homemade, and some meringue on the outside, and he loves that sweetos. I like it, but plum pudding.
Oh, no,
hands
plum pudding on the day. I totally
hands
agree
down.
With you. So we'll have to think of a pirate name for you now. He's a pirate. Well, you have to play a pirate anyway from Pirates of the Caribbean now that you've done this with your rum.
I love it.
We could call you, I know, because of the cook with Nevin Maguire. We could, it's Captain
Maguire.
Captain Maguire, the well-known garlic crusher. That'd be good, isn't it?
I love it.
You're a garlic crusher.
Can I coach you?
You can.
Good man.
And here's Pirates of the Caribbean.
We'll see you next week.
You will, you know.